WTOP at 1221.
Yes, the Oscars celebrate the best in motion pictures, but the red carpet is also a field day for the fashion industry and those who just want to see what everyone is wearing. Mm-hmm. We ask WTOP listeners and those at WTOP.com to give us their views on the best dressed last night. The winner, Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
She wins again.
Mm-hmm.
Joining us live now to talk about fashions on the red carpet, Allie Landry, TV Guide's host of Fashion Wrap. Allie, do you agree Jennifer Lawrence was that best dressed last night?
You know, I think your viewers did a great job. I'm actually about to shoot our show, and I have a three-way tie for my best dress.
And who are they?
Jennifer Lawrence is a front runner for me in Dior Haute Couture. Then I also have Jessica Chastain in also Dior Haute Couture. And, you know, for me, Jessica, this whole award season, she was absolutely gorgeous. But for me, she really did not have her wow moment. I did really like her at the SAG Awards in the red dress. But last night in this Dior Haute Couture gown with her red gorgeous hair with those bright, bright red lips, I thought she was stunning. And then my other one in my top three was Naomi Watts in Armani. I just thought those ladies looked exceptional on the red carpet.
What'd you think of Amy Adams' dress? It was that sort of gray color with lots of feathers at the bottom.
I love those types of dresses. She really looks so beautiful. It's like a ball gown. It's very similar to what you would see Penelope Cruz in. Mm-hmm. You know, she always wears those Marquesa gorgeous gowns. At first, when I saw her, you know, from waist up, I was like, I'm not too sure. But as soon as I got that full-length shot with that skirt, it was really breathtaking.
Now, I saw very little of the red carpet. What I did see was Halle Berry arriving, and I know she said she really wanted to have something Bond-like. Mm-hmm. I think she succeeded in that. I thought it looked really nice.
I think she did, too. I know that dress was custom-made by Donatella Versace, and she definitely wanted to arrive at the Oscars as a Bond girl, and I think she completely succeeded. It sort of looked like a little bit like armor, and the way the beading was done, it really accentuated her curves and her body perfectly. I thought she was really exceptional on the red carpet.
Allie, what'd you think of two of my favorites, which were Charlize Theron and Jennifer Aniston?
You know, I was watching at home in my pajamas. And my co-star, Nick Verrios, he just walked in, and he was actually on the red carpet. And, you know, it's so funny how we see things differently from television. For me on television, I thought, oh, I like it. I wasn't too sure about the sharp lines and then with that, you know, that pixie cut. For me, I didn't know if it was a little too harsh.
Mm-hmm.
But I just spoke to him, and he's like, Allie, you have no idea. When I saw her on the red carpet, I felt like every other girl should have gone home because she was stunning. I guess she's so statuesque.
Yeah, she's like 5'11".
And her neck was so long and beautiful just with that white gown. Mm-hmm. He said, you know, she was really shining on the red carpet. And then the other one you liked was
Jennifer Aniston. The red.
Okay, so this is, I think, the consensus. I was reading a lot on the blogs and on the fashion sites. You know, I'm so happy she wore red. I love that dress. She looked gorgeous. She always does. But it's the Oscars. I would have liked to have seen her do something a little bit different with her hair.
Yeah, I agree
with that. It's like she was going to the park.
Yeah,
I agree. Just like blow-dried. She was beautiful.
Yeah.
But just kind of give us a little something else.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was my thoughts on that.
All right, Allie, you're on the hook. Our listeners said Kristen Stewart was the worst dressed of the night. Do you agree?
Your listeners are so good.
We know that. They're very
totally
smart.
Totally get props. That is hands down. See, you guys are getting all the scoop early. Hands down, my worst dress. And it's not that the dress was so bad. You know, it was like the overall look. I mean, Kristen Stewart is a huge star. She was in a gorgeous Rheem Acura dress. But the makeup and the hair and the styling and, you know, just her body language, It just didn't work.
She seemed off her game last night. She usually looks a whole lot better.
She does. You know, and it's all in good fun when we do these shows. I always think, you know, I hate even saying anything bad about anybody. I'm a Southern girl from Louisiana. But I look at, you know, you look at these stars. These are A-list stars. And you have to understand these people, these you know, A-listers, they have their choice from every single designer in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, their choice of dress, their choice of jewelry. They have access to the best hair and makeup people. We just expect so much of them. And that's why I started justifying it's okay okay to kind of give him a little critique every now and then.
We have to go, but I also loved Kerry Washington. I just had to say that. I thought her dress was beautiful.
She did look beautiful. She always did. This whole award season, she has really knocked it out the park for me.
All right.
All right, Kristen. Well, Allie, we'll be watching closely for the Academy Awards Fashion Wrap. It's tonight at 8 on the TV Guide Network. Thanks for being with us.